For many years, Rav Avadia maintained a radio show, Questions and Answers, Shailot u'Tshuvot, with the Rav HaRoshi, Pinat HaHalacha. He would come to the radio station with no svarim, sit and field questions, quoting Gemarot, Rishonim, Acharonim, Shulchan Aruch, Nosekhelim, everything under the sun, and answering directly, simply, and to the point. He showed the world that every question has an answer. He encouraged, through being there and giving of his time, to people to ask questions. And he gave it over in a way that was Shavah L'chol Nefesh. The 42nd of the Kenyani Torah is Shoel Ka'inyan, is Shoel Ka'inyan U'meshiv Ka'halacha. A person who is not afraid to ask questions. He's not a Baishan. But he also makes sure that they are appropriate in context and content. In addition, when one is asked a question, he is meshiv kahalacha, he answers to the point, without distracting ideas. Chazal tell us, Aloha Baishan Lamed, violating one's seniyut temporarily to ask a question, to be a shoel, and not be a baishan, is a core value in learning Torah. True, busha is always a good midah to have, except here, the Rishonim explain. And the Gemara in Berachot and Nida says, "Im navalta bitnaseh, v'im zamam yad lapeh." If a person makes himself like a nevela, im navalta, then hitnaseh, he'll rise up. He will go up in Torah by being menabel himself, by allowing himself to ask the question. But if zamam, if he muzzles himself and doesn't ask, the Rashbates explains, then yad lapeh. When he is asked the question, he'll have to cover his mouth and say, "I don't have the answer." Mida keneged mida. We have to make sure that we push ourselves to ask questions and understand. The Midrash Shmuel explains that good questions will clarify and elucidate the ideas. That itself enables us to be konim or Torah. And even if it's a question that we think people will laugh at us for, the Gemara Nida and the Rambam tell us we have to ask the question. And even if you don't think it's a shaila, sometimes it is a shaila, the Rizorua says, you have to ask the question. The Maharal adds that all the other kinyanim were things to do once you are learning Torah. But here, shoel, if you don't ask the question, you're never going to be learning. So it's critical that we get started by asking questions. Of course, the questions have to be kinyan. There's a halacha lemaaseh that shloshin yom kodem lechag, we're allowed to ask questions about the chag. We can't throw off the Rebbe, you know, asking questions about Hanukkah in July. Everything has to be in context appropriate. Otherwise, we might embarrass the Rebbe, or throw him off, or not get the right answer. As long as it's within the appropriate context, though, we should feel encouraged and required to ask questions. And once we are in the position to be asked questions ourselves, then we have to meshiv kahalacha, we have to respond kahalacha, which means to answer to the point, not to fumble with the halacha. The Gemara says, "V'shinantam levanecha, shiyu divrei Torah mechudadim beficha," that divrei Torah should be sharp in one's mouth. Shim yishalcha adam, al tigam gembo. If a person asks you a question, you shouldn't mumble, you shouldn't fumble with the words or the ideas. Ela yashiv oto miyad, you should answer him right away with a clear, concise answer to the point. It says in Tanit Ve'ayahu that Ashrei adam who has divrei Torah biyado, that they're kept safe in his hands. He has the answers available for him whenever he needs them. Chochmat adam tayar panav. It's actually one of the midot of a chacham, is that he is shoel meshiv ka'inyan. In fact, the Avot Rabbi Natan says that it's the highest level of chacham, someone who can answer questions clearly and to the point. It's no surprise that Rav Avadia, who wrote both Yabiya Omer and Yechaveh Da'at, who was able to take the complex networks of ideas and to condense them into simple outlines that are Shavah L'chol Nefesh and Yechaveh Da'at, was called by Ratzvi Pesach Frank many years before any of the Svarim came out, the future Meshiv Shel HaDor Haba, that he would be the one to answer the questions of the Dor Haba. So one of the things that he did so well was that he was able to meet people where they were and to explain things to them without involving all the pilpulim that have their place in another Sefer. When it came to halacha lemaaseh, we have to make sure that when we ask questions, the Tiferet Yisrael explains that we're asking ka'inyan, to the point and on target, on topic, because we don't want to sidetracked to other things. That distracts from the shiur that we're listening to, from the Rebbe who's learning, and also might be a reason for us to want to show off what we do know. Sometimes you're in a shiur and you hear someone asking a question, oh, does this relate to that Gemara in Zvachim, or Menachot, or that Mishnah in Taharot? And we're learning the most simple of things, and you have to add in a Zohar or a Rav Chaim Vital that you heard in a shiur somewhere, and you think you're such a Bakian. Stop trying to show off. Stay on target. Stay on topic. And if we are Shoel Ka'inyan, and Meshiv Ka'alachad etches the Torah in our hearts, Shenatzliach to breach the boundaries of our sinyut and ask questions when necessary, but only when appropriate, at the right times and about the right topics. So that Be'ezrat Hashem, through learning through questions and answers, we should come to greater understanding of the content and be able to share it immediately, directly, and clearly when called upon to share it with others.